Сайт Journals Life. Подкаст о психологии из первых уст. В эфире интервью с авторами научных исследований, репортажи о мероприятиях, лекции и книжные новинки.
Hello everyone. My name is Dijana Todić-Jakšić and I'm assistant professor at the Faculty of Philosophy in Kosovska Mitrovica, Republic of Serbia. In collaboration with my colleague Miljana Pavićević, who is an associate professor, we conducted research on the accuracy of recognizing emotional expressions of a face depending on the professional activity of an observer. The idea for this research came from an observation that people in different professions often engage with the world in fundamentally different ways. For example, medical professionals regularly interact with people in vulnerable emotional states, while those in technical professions often focus more on systems or objects. So we were curious to see whether this distinction might influence how accurately people recognize emotional expressions on other faces. So we choose these two groups because they represent contrasting professional orientations. One focused on helping people, the other more focused on technical or object-centered tasks. Medical students are trained to be attentive to patients' needs, which often includes reading subtle emotional cues. Technical students, on the other hand, may not rely on emotional perceptions as much in their academic and professional development. Results suggest that medical students are better at recognizing certain negative emotions. We think that medical students are often exposed to emotionally charged situations, both through their studies and practical trainings. This repeated exposure may sharpen their sensitivity to emotional cues, especially negative ones like fear, anger, or disgust, which are often critical in clinical settings. One of the most surprising results is that the technical students were better at recognizing happiness. One possible explanation is that happiness is a socially reinforced emotion and often associated with positive feedback and social bonding. Technical students, although less exposed to emotional training, may be more attuned to positive emotional signals in casual or peer interactions. We can say that our findings highlight the importance of emotional intelligence and nonverbal communication in professional development. For helping professions, it confirms that emotion recognition is a valuable skill worth cultivating further through target trainings. For non-helping professions, it suggests that might be value in incorporating emotional awareness models into their curriculum, not just for interpersonal communication, but also for team collaboration and leadership. Techniques such as facial micro-expression trainings, role-playing, and exposure to diverse emotional scenarios can significantly enhance one's sensitivity to nonverbal cues. And finally, we can say that one of our next steps is to explore how professionals in fields like education, psychology, or business perform on similar tasks. We are also interested in how cultural background influence emotion recognition. For instance, whether people are more accurate when recognizing emotions in faces of their own ethnicity. Also, we would like to examine whether there are differences in accuracy of recognizing emotional expressions when participants observe a photography compared to viewing a short video clip. For example, watching a neutral facial expression gradually change into happy, angry, or sad ones. Thank you for your attention.
Подкаст Side Journals Life о психологии из первых уст.